CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
You are, Humphrey. I have been looking all over for you.
Oh, I told you I was going to work outside after dinner, but I tell you, it doesn't make any difference. How much work you put into the yard or a garden or anything around the house, there's always more that should be done.
It's just like housework, I guess.
Yeah.
Listen, there are some things that you and I ought to sit down and discuss. You know,
oh, for Pete's sake, honey. Now, what good does it do to try and put in some flowers if you're going to just charge right across everything?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd planted anything here.
You're as bad as the children.
I said I'm sorry.
Yeah, you say you're sorry, yet you continue to stand right on my zinnias.
Oh, well, I can't tell they're zinnias yet, you know, dear.
Well, then why don't you just go on back in the house, huh?
Because there are some things that we ought to talk about, that's why.
All right.
Decoration day, for example. Now, your mother has asked us over there, but I haven't been able to get anything out of you as to whether or not you want a drive
well, look,
over
if you
to
find,
that...
if you find any nice rocks for the rock garden, put them in a pile over there, will you, honey? I'm going to start one here this year. You know, one reason I hated moving out and leaving our old house, the rock garden was finally, just before we left, just perfect,
uh-huh.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was, uh-huh. Now, if you don't want to drive over there decoration day, just say so. But I should at least phone your mother, you know.
Well, darn, it's too late this year. But next year, we're going to have a lot of tulips. We're going to have hyacinths and lots more daffodils. You know, I'll put in some daylilies in here, too. And iris. Oh, golly, there's so much to be done here.
Well, I think one of the reasons your mother would like us to come is because an old school friend of hers is going to be there. Somebody you knew as a little boy, and I've forgotten her name, but your mother's letter's in the house, and we
can... have a border of hyacinths right there, right, see, next year, not
very
this year.
Nice. Very nice. Now, we have to talk about this. Dear, look at me. Now, try to focus both your eyes and your attention on me,
Huh? What?
There's some things I want to talk about, dear.
Darling, I am busy. Well, you look, I'm sorry, but I'm working in the garden.
Well,
it won't be long before it's dark. And then I'll come in the house. In the meantime, please let me get some work done.
All right, all right. Well, here you are, just sitting out here on the porch. Now, what are you doing?
I'm obviously reading the evening paper.
Well, honey, you didn't want to talk to me out in the yard. You said you were so busy that I should wait until it was dark and you'd come in the house. So I've more or less been sitting in the living room in there waiting for you.
Pete says they're going to tear down that whole block between 5th and 6th on Washington Street. Washington and Hemlock.
Yeah, I knew that.
You remember we were wondering about that?
Yeah,
you
know? I heard about it.
It's going to be one big apartment building.
Yes, I hear they're going to have quite a big...
Yeah.
Now, look, what about decoration day? Now, I have to let your mother know if we're driving over there. You know, it isn't nice to wait until the last minute, honey. She wants to plan the food and all that. You know, if you would just say whether or not you want to drive over there so that I can call her, you know, and let her... Dear!
Huh?
Decoration day.
Decoration day is next Monday, I think.
Oh, I know it is next Monday. What I don't know is what you want to do about it. Now, I know you probably don't want to go for the whole weekend since there is so much to do in the yard. But I figured if we do drive over on Monday, we must remember that Betsy has school on Tuesday, so we can't start back late.
Golly,
however,
Harvey Wickersham sold out. I didn't know that.
What?
Harvey Wickersham sold his shoe store. I just saw Harvey a few days ago. He never said a word to me, son of a gun. Says here he plans to move to Arizona.
Yeah, well, I really am the slightest interest in Harvey Wickersham or his shoe store. And if I could have your undivided attention...
You know, that guy's made money hand over fist in that place. I wonder why he sold it.
Not only must we decide about decoration day, but the following week there's some conflicts. I think with Betsy's piano and dance recitals, we should talk that over, because I know there's quite a few conflicts. And one of your large dinners... Where are you going?
Take a shower. Well, darling, look at me. After all my work clothes and dirt all over me from the garden, I don't want to sit around all evening like this.
All right. Take your shower. Then we must get together, dear, and make a few decisions.
Yes? You want me?
Where are you?
Oh, I'm in my den listening to some music. Oh. Hi. Come on in. Come on in. Sit down and enjoy the beauties. Oh, honey, no. Don't turn it down. I thought this concerto was one of your favorites.
It is not a favorite right now. I want to talk to you.
Well, sit down, honey. Come on, sit down. Let's just sit quietly together holding hands, huh? Listening to the wonderful music.
Now, look, I want you to turn it off.
Oh. Look, this is what we always say we're going to do and we never do. Why don't we put all that money into getting a hi-fi?
I don't know, frankly. It doesn't sound any better to me than the other phonograph we had
here. Oh, no, don't say a thing like that.
Well, I mean it. By the time you get through turning up the highs and turning down the lows, and the music is just blaring anyhow, and all that fuss about where to put the speaker and all the tweeters and the woofers or whatever you're so wild about, I don't know.
Honestly,
and...
For one who says she appreciates
the
music...
And we no sooner paid a small fortune for this hi-fi when I bet it wasn't a month later. I'll bet it wasn't a month later that you said, well, what we should have is stereophonic sound. Right away, none of this was any good.
I know. Well, I wish we did, too, as a matter of fact. But really, honey, we were going to make a point of sitting down each night and listening to some music.
Well, I can't even make a point of sitting you down and listening to me.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll compromise.
No.
Let's listen to this concerto, and then we'll talk.
Well, a concerto will lead to a symphony. A symphony will lead to some Bach fugues. And then the first thing you know, we'll be... sitting here listening to Duke Ellington.
Well, what could be finer than to spend a spring evening with a breeze wafting softly through the pine trees on beautiful music?
Yes, well, you'll get sleeping before I know it. You'll stagger off up to bed, and it seems to me that we should decide tonight about decoration day, because if we're going... Oh, dear.
Come on. First violin.
I'm not the first violin. I'm playing the piano. Oh, come on. Stop conducting and listen to me. Wait. Dear?
Oh.
Turn it down.
Oh,
dear, turn
gosh.
It down. Hello? Turn it off, dear.
What's
just
the
turn
use?
It
what's
off.
The use?
Hello? Yes? Oh, yes, Mr. Crenshaw. Yes, he is. Just a second here. Oh, I'm fine. Yes, just
Crenshaw.
Fine. Just a second. Here he is. Thought your boss went to New York.
Well, no, not yet. Hello? Yes? Yes? So what? Well, wait a minute, Mr. Crenshaw. No, I don't even know what you're talking about. No. McKay's? No, they didn't invite us to any party.
Did you say McKay's?
But, Mr. Crenshaw, we don't even know them.
Yes, we do.
What? Chester McKay?
Yes, I think her name is Isabel. We met them once about a year ago at the Houston.
Crenshaw, I'm sorry. Yes, I guess we have met them once at the Houston's, I'm told. But we've never seen them since, and they certainly haven't called and invited us to any party.
Yes, they did last week.
Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Crenshaw, my wife says we have been invited. Oh, no, Mr. Crenshaw, you must have misunderstood. No. Well, we certainly wouldn't have refused an invitation to meet such important people.
Oh, yes, we did. We refused.
What? Refused? Mr. Crenshaw, will you hold on a second?
Yes, they called last week, Thursday, I think it was, and I spoke...
Crenshaw wangled us this invitation because the guest of honor is J.P. Manderville. He's a cousin of the McKays or something, one of the biggest and most influential men in the import-export business. I'd get my eye teeth to meet that guy.
Well, you better dig your eye teeth out then, because there's no other way to get to the party now. I told them we were very sorry, but that you
but,
had...
But what? Well, why did you take it... upon yourself.
I didn't. I asked you. I said we'd been invited to the McKay's for a party a week from Friday night, and you sort of screamed, Friday? Are you crazy? I can't go anywhere Friday.
I never.
That's just
no,
what
I,
you
I,
did,
I,
and I said, why, this sounds important. And you said, I don't want to talk about it. Nothing is more important than my bowling tournament. Now, those were your very words, dear. Just like tonight, you didn't really listen to me.
Mr. Crenshaw, can I call you back? My wife and I seem to have gotten our wires crossed a little bit here.
I haven't gotten my wires crossed.
Oh, I'm sure I can straighten it out, Mr. Crenshaw. That's right. I'll call you back. Now, let's have a little talk you've been so crazy to have all evening.
There's no sense you carrying on like this as though you were the injured party.
I do not remember one darn thing. Nothing at all about any people named McKay inviting us to a party a week from Friday.
You didn't listen because I certainly told you, or tried to tell you. But once you heard the words party and week from Friday, you said, oh, no, that was your bowling tournament. Nothing was going to interfere with that. The subject was closed.
Well, Cranshaw is furious.
Well, I will call the McKays back if you like. Embarrassing though it is, and say we can come if they still want us. That you misunderstood, thought it was a different Friday or Thursday or something, on our wires crossed.
Well, honey, that's nice, but that's awkward for you. I hate to put you on the spot.
Well, honey, you are always putting me on the spot, just like this Decoration Day business.
What Decoration Day business?
Oh, give me strength. You haven't heard me say one word about your mother inviting us over there for Decoration Day. Not a word.
Oh, Decoration Day. Well, yeah, I guess I heard something, but...
You know, you hear it, but you don't hear it. In the meantime, your mother gets mad at me because I don't answer. She thinks I'm the rude one. And all the time, I'm waiting for you to make a decision. Oh. I don't know what to do. We're married, but I never get a chance to talk to you. I have to make an appointment, like, you know, every Friday at 4:30 at your office or something. I mean,
no, Thursdays is better. No, darling, I'm sorry. It's just that when I'm home, I always have so much to do. Look, I tell you what, let's set aside 15 minutes each night after dinner to just sit down and talk, make decisions about just such things. Okay?
Yes.
Well, isn't that all right? I should think you'd like that.
Sure. Just sort of sad. You marry somebody because you'd rather be with him the rest of your life. Then he allots you 15 minutes a day to talk to him.
Well, you know darn well now what I meant.
Yes, dear, I was just teasing. Do I get 15 minutes of your undivided attention?
Yes, I promise. Boy Scout honor.
Well, I'll call the McKays. I'll tell them we'd love to come if they still want us, and they can hardly say no, poor thing. And then you call Mr. Cranshaw and tell him that it's all straightened out. Somehow I'll figure out something.
Honestly, honey, I don't know what I'd do without you.
Well, I don't either, that's for sure. I certainly don't either.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenter. This is Stuart Metz speaking.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin speaking.